This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Ekta Batra here to tell you all the cues and news you need to watch out for in trade today. Well, yesterday was largely a wait and watch session for the Indian markets. They closed near the flat line after what was a range-bound session. FIIs continue to net buy, so that momentum continues. They net bought around 1061.8 crores in yesterday's trading session and have been continuous buyers in the month of August. The rupee also closed marginally stronger, 79.52 versus 79.6 on a day-on-day basis. The big data cue, which the street was watching out for, and the reason why the equity markets were largely range-bound, was because of the US CPI data for the month of July, which came in better than estimates at 8.5 versus estimates of around 8.7% and versus estimates of over 9% in the previous month. The US markets gave a thumbs up, closed higher, Asia largely in the green, and the SGX indicating a positive start as well. Oil prices, Brent crude trades below $100 per barrel, so that continues to be a net positive for our markets. So overall, the markets will take cue from the fact that the Fed might not tighten as much, or the pace of tightening will probably be slower than anticipated. In terms of result reactions, Apollo Hospital, Aurobindo, Aster DM, Bata, Bharat Forge, Page Industries, all of these companies will be releasing numbers today. And Coal India, Aisha Motors, Glenmark, Metropolis, Endurance Tech, Patanjali, Tata Consumer, J&K Bank, all of them will be reacting to numbers. Well, those are a couple of cues to watch out for. This is Ekta Batra signing off on this market podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange.